Growing up, I loved playing computer games, but I have not found something in adulthood that scratches that same itch. Video games don't do it. I can't use that controller. It's just not it for me. But oh my goodness, I am so glad I recently started playing June's Journey. Okay, June's Journey is like I Spy meets Carmen Sandiego, meets The Sims, meets horror movies. It's so wild and it's so, so fun to play. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. June is fabulous. She has a fabulous little hat and feather in her cap. She's at this family estate on this gorgeous island that you can decorate, which you know that I love to do. And then as you're going, you go into different rooms of the house. You find clues that are going to lead to the suspicious murder of June's sister and brother-in-law. It's so dark. Like, you're looking for clues inside of a murder scene photo. But also, all I want to do is find the trophy and the riding crop and the muddy footprint that might be a clue about, wait, was there another person there? It's so intriguing. It's so fun. I love playing it. At the end of the day, just sitting on the couch, you know, that state of mind where you're not ready to go to bed yet. You don't want to be watching TV anymore. It's sort of just background noise. I want to be looking around my little island for clues. And that's why I love having June's Journey. Right now, I'm in the chapter where we are really uncovering some salacious information. There seems to have been a third person there the night of the murder. And that is not what we believed at the beginning. So, you know, I'm ready to figure out more about this mystery third person because I think it might be the key to everything. And so you better believe I'm about to dive back in, and you can do just the same. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary, Didn't Watch. Second bonus episode for the month of August in the year of 2022. Here we are.
And we have a very fun episode for you guys today. Some of you may know there is a new Hellraiser movie coming out this fall, directed by our favorite David Bruckner, who we, I believe, sent $5 to, or not us personally, but
sure. Yeah, but we did. We decided that we're fans.
Mm-hmm. We decided that we're fans. He directed The Ritual and The Night House. And there's no specific release date yet, I don't think, for the new Hellraiser. But soon, spooky season, I presume, at some point, October would be my guess. But anyways, me thinking about that got me in the mood for some more Hellraiser. I really loved the first Hellraiser. I also loved today's movie, which is Hellraiser 2. Or excuse me, it's called Hellbound Hellraiser
Hellbound.
2.
Ooh, genius wordplay. How many, have there been a bunch of Hellraisers? Is this one where there are like 18 Hellraisers?
There are 10, yes.
10, okay. And 10 is insane.
I think I might try to watch all 10 before the next one comes out.
Lee.
At least the first four. It seems the first four are kind of the favorites. And then they do a nosedive after that into some not so great territory, but you know, we'll see how far I get. I'm curious. I like this world. This world being hell.
Loved hell. Ooh, feels good down here.
And
toasty.
For those of you listening, FYI, this is going to be a video episode. As I was watching it, I thought it simply must be seen. Some of these things must be seen. I think
never a great sign for us.
I think I found a potential new Halloween costume in here that I'm really excited about. Okay. You guys will get to see that.
Oh my okay, God. now I'm back on board.
Let me tell you some stuff about it. It was directed by Tony Randall, written by Peter Atkins, based on a story by Clive Barker again. It is starring Doug Bradley, Ashley Lawrence, Claire Higgins, Kenneth Cranham, Imogen Borman, and that's it. And no other ones. I forgot to say and before Imogen.
When did it come out?
1988.
Okay.
And it is available to watch on Shudder.com. Shudder.com.
And so this is Pinhead behind you, yeah?
This is Pinhead behind me now. Yeah, he's played by Doug Bradley in most of the Hellraiser. Well, I don't actually know how many. He gets some other actor plays him eventually. But yes, Pinhead was not supposed to be the central character of the Hellraiser franchise, but people just really loved him. And so they...
How could they not?
It's the only thing I associate with Hellraiser whatsoever. Because
I remember being very surprised when he like wasn't the main character.
Same
of the first one, but I guess he becomes the main character because of
they used him for all the marketing stuff and for all the like video
people demanded it.
VHS covers, things like that.
Yeah, and listeners, you should know that before we started, Henley said that he looked pretty hot.
I'm like into it. And you wait. Okay, so there's a picture behind Sammy, for those who can't see, of Pinhead. First of all, I forgot his name was Pinhead. I thought that was Hellraiser. And he's wearing like a sexy leather jacket with some shoulder detail.
It's like very skeletal, this leather jacket.
It's shocking. Yeah. With a high collar, a high shocking Victorian collar. And that really accentuates his jawline in a really beautiful way. And his face is just so deeply contoured. I mean, he's looking very strong right now, I have to say.
Yeah, it won't surprise you to hear that I agree completely.
Emily's voting the other side. She dissents.
Look, he's got good bone structure, but his face is covered in pins. Hard for me to look past that.
You gotta see past the pins.
I don't want to see past the pins.
You'd be tough to kiss, yeah.
I don't know how you would.
Hard to get close.
Yeah.
Hellbound Hellraiser 2 has a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, 41 on Metacritic, and still staying true to that 6.4 on IMDb. Budget was $6 million. It made $12 million, which is, you know, it made money, but it's still, you know, I feel like some of the movies that spawn so many sequels, it's because they make so much money with the first ones. And this isn't, I feel like, enough money for that.
But they kept going. I guess they kept going. For the love of the art rather than the money.
For the love of Pinhead. I didn't write down a ton of trivia, but I thought this was funny. This movie, along with Titanic, hold the record for the most times two characters repeat each other's names. The two characters in this movie are named Tiffany and Christy, and I imagine Jack and Rose are the other ones. But who's tracking these stats?
Who's keeping track?
There's no way. That's so random. Who's keeping track of that?
I don't
know. That's pretty wild.
But it's written on IMDb, the user submitted trivia, so it must be true.
I have to say, I think this is another sign. Titanic is coming up again. Titanic just keeps coming up.
It's true.
It might be a sign, Emily.
Might be time.
Might be time for you to see it.
And this film is included on Roger Ebert's most hated list. Another
ooh,
one.
There we go.
Yeah, he really, really hated it.
That's great. I want to see that full list. I'm curious.
I had a great time. I thought, I don't know, I just really enjoy these movies. I think they're so silly.
Are they trying to be? Or
yes, I think they're trying to be like very gory and have imaginative gore in it.
Okay.
Which maybe at the time was really disturbing, but it's, you know, pretty dated. Some of it is really disturbing. There's one scene in particular that I was not happy with.
But no.
I think the writing is intentionally trying to be silly. Yes, there's towards the end, I'll call it out. There's one character that literally every single line out of his mouth made me laugh. It's so funny. Oh, God. But I had a good time. Highly recommend.
Okay. I guess we have to hear about it.
I'm excited to tell you guys about it. Okay.
Ugh.
All right. Let's go to hell.
Let's go to hell.
Time to play.
To hear the rest of this episode, head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/TSDW podcast and join us in Tony fucking Collette's inner circle. There you'll get access to all of our previous bonus episodes, which include The Omen, The Green Inferno, and even a Paddington 2 watch-along. Wow, so something for everybody. You'll also get access to our Discord and to weekly trailer reaction videos, and you can vote in what we cover in our bonus episodes. It's a great place to be. You're gonna love it. And if not, we will see you here next week with your regularly scheduled programming. We love you very much. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.